Shalom Aleichem, Tzvidus friends. This year should be a special schus for we took Yom HaMenachana, Rosh Hashanah Bas Chana, Ulinishmas Ephraim Ben Shmuel, Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna, and Lerfuas, Sivan Bas Rivka, and Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, and Schus Shmuel Pinchas Ben Sarah Leah. The Rambam says in the ninth paragraph of Sfi Alocha Aleph, B'shachar Kolom Yoshvim, in the morning everybody sits, the Shliach Tzibor goes to the Amud, to the Teva, he stands be'emtza ha'am, he stands in the middle of everybody, and he says Kaddish, and everybody answers, Amen Yeshmei Rabbah. So we have to understand this Rambam, why the Shliach Tzibor Dafka stands be'emtza ha'am, and we are continuing our series of Shiurim. This is based on the Shiurim Lezecher Abba Mari, and in the Shiram Suke de Zimranos Gimel. So what's pshat that the Shliach Tzibor has to stand be'emtza ha'am? So l'chor we can understand this halacha based on the Rambam in the 11th paragraph of Tefillah Halacha Beis to Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says Ribono bo heichal shemenichem bat sefer Torah, they build a heichal in which they put the sefer Torah, and they build this heichal in the direction shemispalim kenegdo, and they dive in that direction. Kadeshu pneim amul heichal, they want people to be facing the heichal. Kshiyamdu the tefillah when they're davening. So when they're mamid this teva that has the Sefer Torah, they put it in the middle, and behind the teva is the heichal, and in front of the teva is the people. How do people sit in shul? So the zekanim sit and they face the people, and behind them is the heichal, and the people are facing the kodesh and they're facing the zekanim. And they're facing the teva, and when the shliach tzibur davens, he's also facing the teva. His panav lifnei hakodesh. So what's this teva that the Rambam keeps mentioning? The Kesef Mishnah says the teva is not the Aron Kodesh. It's this bima se'etz kitana. It's this small, elevated wooden structure on which they place the sefer Torah when they read the Torah. But that does shlimt nish mit lashon Rambam. Rambam writes, Mefurish HaTeva Sheish BaSefer Torah. Teva has the Sefer Torah in it, so it is the Aron Kodesh. The Kesef Mishnah says not the Aron Kodesh. L'charven the Rambam, it's Mefurish that it is the Aron Kodesh. And Rai L'Darva the Sugin Megillah, Amar Rava HaTevusa De'irpot Me'ab Teva Zutras Yishari. Rava says that if you have a Aron Kodesh that got ruined, so you're allowed to make it the smaller Aron Kodesh. But to make a korsaya, to make a bima, is aser. Because that's a harada b'kedusha. Rashi says a korsaya is a bima shel eitz. Poreis mapa olav, achach nosin sefer Torah olav. So you see from here that the kedushas Aron is higher than the shulchan. Right? You can't take the Aron and turn it into something on which you place the sefer Torah. And this is Lechora, even though they're both Mishamish Makom Sefer Torah. And the reason is because the Sefer Torah is in the Teva Derech Keva. And it's only on the Shulchan Derech Haroi. Rak B'Shas HaKriya. Obchein HaTeva Shalem Medaber Af HaRambam Lekabei Malin B'Kodeshi L'Lo Sofek Zosh Sefer Torah Munach B'Tomit. When the Rambam talks about the Teva, he's talking about this teva of this higher level of kedusha, that the Aron is there all the time. That's in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Dalet, of Hilchos Tefila. The other Rambam says, read before, Ketzadam Yoshim, but the Knesios is a Kenim, are Klape Am, Bachorim Klape Hechel, and everybody is sitting there, Shura Achar Shura. So here the Rambam says, and they're facing the Teva, the people are facing the Teva. So that Teva is the Aron Kodesh. So here in the Gemara, it says Teva, and then it contrasts that with Korsaya. So the korsaya is where they put that's the elevated wooden platform in which they place the Sefer Torah. But teva is something else. Teva is the Aron Kodesh. So it has to be like that in the Rambam also. The Rambam, Perakit Aleph, Halacha Yedalid, talks about Malin Bakodesh, that you have to take things that are holy, you have to elevate them in their Kedusha. So the Rambam here says that if you sell a shul, you can buy a teva. If you sell a teva, you buy something to cover the Sefer Torah. So again, the teva is the Aron Kodesh. And also, if the Ketzav Mishnah is right, and the teva is talking about the wooden platform in which they place the Sefer Torah, why should that have to be opposite the Shliach Tzibur when he's davening? And the Shliach Tzibur is also klapei ateva. Why would they want to be? The teva doesn't have the Torah on it. It's wood sitting there. What's the point of davening towards that? It's just in our Argaz Eitz. Also, the Rambam in Hilchos Taanios, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, copies the Mishnah. Shematzian esatev l'rochov shel ir, v'nosnin efer makle barosha. When they have a fast, they take the teva to the street, put ashes on it. But instead of lashon ha Mishnah, v'nosnin efer makle al dabei ateva, the Rambam says, "V'nosan efer makla agabe ateva ve'agabe sefer Torah." So it's barur that Rambam's talking about the teva sheyesh ba sefer. Also, the Rambam in the seventh rakav of halacha gimel, agabe akafa belulav, v'kvar nogi yisrael b'chol makomus laniach ateva b'emtzah beis kenesis, u'makifin al se b'chol yom kederach shi makifin es hamizbeach zeichel l'mikdash. They take the teva, they put it in the middle of the shul, just like they used to do it in the zeichel l'mikdash, just like they would make it the mizbeach. So it's also nira pashut shemedubar kan b'teva shemunach b'sefer Torah. So that's what they're going on. That's what they're where we go around the teva, which what has a sefer Torah, that has a sefer Torah. Because if you're talking about a teva, that's just a piece of wood on which they place the Torah normally when they read it. What's the point of surrounding it? How does that? What does that have anything to do with the mizbeach? Ein teva rekanit misamelet mizbeach klal v'lamal hakifoto. Bekitzur barur ki ksharam b'mishtamesh b'munach teva kavanato etal le'aron shebo munachat haTorah tadir. That's what teva is. Teva is an aron on which they always place the sefer Torah. So in light of this understanding, it emerges ki ledas haRambam yeshnam shnei aronot bebeis kinesis. Very interesting. Comes out according to the Rambam, there are two aronos in the shul. One of them he calls heichal or kodesh. Beruach shemet palim kinegdo bota ir. In other words, it's kineged Yerushalayim. And this lechora they never move. And then there's another teva in the middle of the shul. And that's where the Shliach Tzibur davens opposite that teva. So you have one in the middle of the shul and one in the back of the shul. And this is the teva that they also bring out during the Tainus. So you have like two Aron Kodeshes in the shul. One they daven, one is all the way in the front, and that should be towards the Mizrach. We have a problem on the west side, in some of the shuls, the Aron Kodesh is in one direction and Yerushalayim is in another. It's a very big problem. Which direction do you daven in? But on Kolpanim, ideally, the Aron Kodesh should be in the direction of Yerushalayim. So you have one in all the way in the front of the shul, and then in the middle of the shul, you have another one that the Rambam calls the Teva. And behind the Teva is the Heichal, which is the other Aron Kodesh. So what's pshat in these two? In these two Aronos? It's Mamisha Pilei Plos Digazach. אז בביור העניין נראה שישנם שני קיומים בארון.
אלף ארון משלים קדושת בית הכנסת, כמו שבמשכן ובמקדש ארון הברית שיהיה בקודש הקדושים משלים קדושת ההיכל, כך ארון בבית הכנסת מהווה קיום מיוחד בצורת בית הכנסת, וקדושתו. So it's mashlim, it completes the kedushas beis hakneset. So like in the Mishkan and the Mikdash, the Aron Bris and the Kodesh Kadoshim was mashlim kedushas haheichal. So to the Aron and the Shul is one kiyum with the tsuras beis hakneset for kedushas. So it's a special kiyum of the Holy Shul. The Rambam was medayik, and he says, "Bonam bo heichal shemenicham bo sefer Torah, u'bonam heichal zeh baruch shemispalim kenegdo bo seir." So binyan haichal ve'aron hu migufo shel itzuf beit hakneset. That's part and parcel of how to build the shul. Part of building this shul, that's part of the kiyum of this kedushas beis hakneset, is this aron. This heichal. That's part of the interior decorating kiviyachal of the shul. To give the shul its kedusha, you have the sefer Torah. The ruach shemispalim kenegdo bo seir. In the direction they daven. Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei, the Rambam says, Ve'elein advarim shem ikar b'binyan habayis, osim bo kodesh, v'kodesh kadoshim, v'yel lefnei ha-kodesh makom echad, v'uan ikra ulam, v'shloshtam nikraim heichal. So what are the ikar b'binyan habayis? You have the kodesh, you have kodesh kadoshim, and lefnei ha-kodesh you have a place which is called the ulam. And they're all called kodesh. And they're all called Heichal. Uvchein ha'aron, sh'arambam koro Heichal, or HaKodesh, makbir leKodesh HaKodeshim. When the Rambam takes this Heichal, he calls it Heichal, or he calls it HaKodesh, that parallels Kodesh Kadoshim. The Kodesh, and the Ulam b'Mikdash, in the Mikdash. Those three holy things in the Mikdash. So in the Mikdash you had something called Heichal. What was the Heichal? Kodesh Kadoshim. You have the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Kodesh, and the Ulam. So those three areas, the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Heichal, and the Ulam, are parallel to our Heichal. Our Heichal, what the Rambam calls a Heichal, our Aron Kodesh, is parallel to the Kodesh Kadoshim Kodesh v'Ulam Shebemikdash. Az halacha achat, ze kiyum echad be'aron. Yesh kiyum nosaf, yeshna halacha miyuchedet, asher mekora befarashat masaot bamidbar, v'saviv la'mishkan yachanu. That the Jewish people have to be around the Mishkan. Ki machane Yisrael yisovev et ha'mishkan. Ken halacha ledorot b'Yerushalayim, שכנגד מחנה ישראל שהקיף את המקדש בכל צד. So the Jewish camp would be around the Mishkan. We would surround the Mishkan on all sides. We just read in the Torah now, Parshas Bamidbar. ודין זה גם נאמר לגבי בית כנסת, מבנהו בצורת הישיבה בו. And so too, the same applies to a shul, and the structure of the shul, and the way you sit in the shul. The Rambam himself, earlier on, in the halacha that we're talking about, equates a beis kneses, based on the Tosefta and Megillah to Maseos Shebemidbar. The Rambam writes, "V'ein poschin pischei beis kneses ela b'mizrach she'arachon ufnei mishkan kedma." So the entrance to the beis kneses is going to be in the east. This is Perek Gimel, Halacha Yadalid. Which of course can't be, that's in the Tosefta. Not in the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yadalid. But in the Tosefta, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yadalid. And this is Paskin in the Rambam. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis, in Poschim Pischei Knesses Ela B'Mizrach, Shenemar V'Achonim Lifnei HaMishkan Kedma. So the Rambam is comparing the shul to how they used to be in the Midbar, how they encamped in the Midbar. And Rashi and Zvachim, Kufyat Beis, Amud Beis, explaining the Mishnah that in Gilgal, the Kachim Kalim was eaten b'chol makom. He explains the Kevin Shabbatul had the Golim, Beinoy Hochem b'chol arts the Kavshav, Loisa Chaniyas and Svivas HaMishkan, but the Kedushas Machane Yisrael. So since there were no longer any flags, and they would go in all of Eretz Yisrael to conquer it, they wouldn't encamp around the Mishkan. So now they no longer have Kedushas Machane Yisrael. So how is Machane Yisrael Miskadish according to Rashi? When they were Chonis Sviv LaMishkan. In other words, around the Aron HaBris. And therefore in a shul also, the Sefer Torah has to be Ba'emtza. Because the Aron HaBris was B'merkaz Machane Yisrael. Just like the Aron HaBris was B'merkaz Machane Yisrael, so too in a shul, the Aron has to be in the middle. So now we have two dinim in the Aron. One is that we're all surrounding the Aron, just like we did in the Midbar. And the other is that the Aron is all the way in the front. Because that's part of the Mivneh, that's part of the structure of the shul. That's part of the Yitzur Beit HaKnesset. And this is parallel to the Kodesh Kadoshim and the Kodesh in the Ulam. So you have the parallel to the holy parts of the Beis HaMikdash, that it's all the way in the front. And then you have the parallel to the encamping around the Mishkan, where the Aron Kodesh is in the middle. But we have to understand why, according to the Rambam, the Shliach Tzibur stands in the middle, opposite the Teva. Why doesn't he stand neged HaHechal, Kfi Min Hagenu? V'od Manyan Sefer Torah LaTfila V'Ladvarim SheBekdusha. Madu Yamod Shliach Tzibur Keneged Sefer Torah Bechlal? What does the Sefer Torah have to do with Tfila and Dvarim SheBekdusha? Why should the Shliach Tzibur Bechlal stand opposite the Sefer Torah? Bein Leman Hagenu, Bein Leman HaRambam. According to the Rambam, he's standing in the middle. Our Shliach Tzibur stands in the front. But why does the Rambam have an inyan davka? He should stand in the middle, opposite the Teva. Not opposite, like we do, to the front, and opposite the Hechel, all the way in the front. And the other shaila is, what does the Sefer Torah have to do with Tefillah and Dvarim SheBekdusha, that you need the Sefer Torah, the Chazan to be davening opposite the Sefer Torah? So it appears as follows that in the sugya in Maseches Brachos Nafchav Aluf Amud Beis, it says Minayin Shein Mehayachid Omer. How do we know that the Yachid doesn't say Kedusha? Shenemar v'Nikdashti v'Soch B'nei Yisrael Kol Davar SheBekdusha LaYaparos Me'Asar. You need at least 10 people for a Davar SheBekdusha v'Nikdashti v'Soch B'nei Yisrael. How do you get 10? Because you have a Hekesh of Toch, because you have a Shav of Toch. It says here v'Nikdashti v'Soch B'nei Yisrael. It says he bothered me Toch Eidah Ra'Eidazos. So just like there were 10 bad Meraglim, there were also 10 v'Nikdashti v'Soch B'nei Yisrael. So it says, Hibadu mitocha Eida, and how many is an Eida? It says, as Madlad Mase le'Eida harazos. So, the first Eida is a different parsha. It's Korach, but then it says the word Eida, so Eida is Eida harazos, the ten meraglim. So, Akopanim benikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, you have b'soch. Benikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, Hibadu mitocha Eida. That's Toch Toch, and then Eida is at least 10. Ad Masei le'Eida harazos. So Malahalana Sarf Kana Sarah Sarah, Dovah Shebekdusha has to have a Sarah. So the simple understanding is that since the Pasuk makes Kiddush Hashem dependent on a Tanai that it should be B'Serich B'nei Yisrael, and we don't know how many people are included in the word Toch? 3, 4, 5, 10, 100. So we look in the Chumash where the word Toch appears in relationship to a certain number, so we should know what number. So the Gemara says Toch it goes with the word Eda. Ibadlu mitocha Eda razos. Now that's Adas Karach, that's 250. But does it have to be 250? Maybe it could be less. So we find another pasuk, Eda Eda, that Eda can even be 10. So that's going to be the minimum of Eda. That's going to be the minimum of Toch. It's going to be 10. Toch gets you to Eda, and Eda gets you to 10. So you have Toch and Toch getting you to Eda, because Toch goes together with Eda. And then Eda can be Eda Razos, can be even 10 Meraglim. However, the Rambam, in the 8th parak of Tefillah, Alacha Hey, writes, Ve'enomrim Kaddish Ela Ba'asara, Shekol Asar Mishol Mekorim Eda, Shemra Masay La'Eda Ha'Razos. Vayu Asara, very interesting. Vayu Asara, Shara Yatu Yashir Bakali, V'chol Dabar Shebekdusha Lo, Yehei Ela B'Sarach Eda, Yisrael Shanem Ha'Kdash Li B'Sarach B'nei Yisrael. So the Rambam Lechora didn't have the gear to ask you toch toch k'siv ha'akum negdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael k'siv ha'asim yibadlu mitoch ha'eda azos. The gear to the Rambam apparently was k'siv ha'akum negdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael k'siv ha'asim ad maseh le'eda ra'azos ma'asim asara afkan asara, because the Rambam doesn't say that you have 10 because of negdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. The Rambam gets it from Adad Masai Aida Razos. How do you know 10 are called an Aida? He said Masai Laida Razos. And he mentions also Pasik Finikdashti. But it's not because of Toch Toch. He doesn't have that Toch Toch part to get to Aida. He just says that Eda is 10, and says v'nikdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael, so b'soch b'nei Yisrael, that Eda has to be 10. But the question is, how did he make that jump? How did he make the jump from v'nikdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael ad masa Eda razos? Just because Eda is 10, in that context, what does it tell us about v'nikdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael? So apparently the Rambam says that it learns that there's some logical connection between Toch and Eda. The Rambam is medayik, and he says she called dover kedusha lo yala b'soicha eda miYisrael. She number of mikdash to b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So he holds that since we have here toch, this toch must be toch and eda. That's the type of eda the toch is talking about. Toch and eda. Again, the Rambam doesn't have the Gemara doesn't make a far jump. Gemara says you have Toch Toch, and then since in the second pasuk of Toch it says Eda, then you have a third pasuk that also says Eda, and that Eda is 10. The Rambam misses the pasuk in the middle. He just goes straight from Toch to Eda. How does he get there? Obviously, because he learns that there's a kesher hegioni between this Toch and this Eda. So somehow the Toch B'nei Yisrael is Toch Ha'eda. So we have to understand this kesher. As nera she'apirush pashut me'od. Be'etzem gzerat ha'katuv shal ve'nikdashti b'toch B'nei Yisrael ne'emra halacha mesuyemet ki lekidush shmo ha'gadol bein lefi pshuto shel mikra על ידי מסירות נפש על קיום מצוותיו, כשיעמוד אנס רחמן על עצלן. בין באמירת דבר שבקדושה צריכים כל ישראל. So when you have this gzeres hakasuf ונקדשתי בסורך בני ישראל, there there's a halacha, that in order to be mekadesh Hashem's name, whether it's pshuto shel mikra, that somebody dies when they're being forced to either transgress the mitzvah or die, so they're even when they mamish die, or when they say darvish b'kedusha. So to be Mekadesh Hashem, you need Kol Yisrael. What does it mean, B'Soich B'nei Yisrael? B'Soich B'nei Yisrael means B'Mamad Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Miskadesh unless the whole nation is there. Klal Yisrael B'Mlo'o. That's what's Mekadesh Hashem. only benochuchut, everybody, kiddush Hashem is miskayim. And that's what the Rambam writes. Shekol davar kedusha lo yehi ela betoch haidam Yisrael. Shneamar v'nikdashti betoch bnei Yisrael. Klomar betoch ha'uma b'chlaluta. The Rambam says that any dervish of kedusha is going to be b'soich ha'eda miYisrael. What is a soich ha'eda? Mikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, the whole nation. Like it says, v'nisach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael. But since l'maisa it's impossible, there's another halacha that eda's chal on 10 people of the Jewish people. That's the Rambam says, shekol asur miYisrael heimen ekroim eda. But these 10 are not an individual unit, but rather they're ba'at koach v'nitzigat klal Yisrael. V'chol omer kadish v'kedusha ba'asara kilu kidei shmo gadol b'mamad kol ama. They're representing, these 10 are representing Gans Klal Yisrael. These 10 are a miniature, a microcosm of all the Jewish people. So that's how the Rambam learns, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Make sure you have an eid and it's mamish b'soch all of b'nei Yisrael. And would appear at Kiddush Hashem, it's the same din. That the Gabe Shara Averis, when one dies, in order not to be over the Avera, right, only the big three is Bitsina, but Bifra Hesia, any Avera, one's not allowed to be over. If it's Bifra Hesia, 10. Why? Because these 10 represent all of Klal Yisrael. Because Vinikdashti is talking Bipashtis about Kiddush Hashem. So if one is in front of 10, so he's Mekadesh. He's Mekadesh Hashem in front of all of Klal Yisrael. And if he's Mechalas Hashem in front of 10, he's Mechal Hashem in front of all of Klal Yisrael. And this minion that we have is considered Gans Klal Yisrael. These are going to be the representatives of all Klal Yisrael, the microcosm of all of Klal Yisrael. That's the Eda. That's what the Rambam learns in the Gemara, that it says, Toch v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. What's b'soch b'nei Yisrael? An Eda. That's the minimum of b'nei Yisrael. It's the minimum representation of Am Yisrael. So that's how you see that Dvarim Shebekdusha need 10. So Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu B'Siyata Dishmaya, we will continue. And in this year we learn Mamish Dvarim Niflai Me'ot, Big Yisodos in Tefillah, Dvarim Shebekdusha. So Shizoch Elul Modulam Elishma V'las L'Kaimus Kolom Adibri Sama Torah Sviha V'Amein V'Amein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.